Hey, it's Ben and Kelly today on the podcast. Stick around because we get into a pretty petty spat over toilet paper.
Well, Stacy started it.
Yeah, and it
unravels like the toilet paper when it's on wrong.
Exactly. Exactly. Throwback Thursday, we give away tickets for Gabriel Iglesias.
Plus, can't beat Kelly. Stephanie's in the hot seat. She says she gets them all right when she plays along in the car.
How'd she do? Find out in this podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
So let's dive into maybe a little bit of those clickbait headlines. These are the headlines that maybe you see come across your feed and you're like, you know what? I don't want to give them a click, but I'm kind of still curious as to what it may be.
Sure.
We've done it, so you don't have to. People are eating cat food and loving it.
Tasty.
No.
I mean, I'm not clicking on it, but I know you did.
Yeah, because I have four cats.
Right. I feel like if anyone was doing this, it might have been you.
I've given them food. I've given them wet food.
Does any of it smell good?
Wet food smells terrible.
Oh, yeah.
It smells
dogs
terrible.
Dogs and cats. It's not good.
Yeah, so you click on it, and I guess this Michelin-starred chef made a burger out of stuff that you would usually just serve a cat.
It looks like puke.
And people seem to actually like it.
Shut up! It looks like puke.
So, Chef Alice...
like, maybe buffalo puke.
...worked with, like, a cat food brand and then gave it to people on the streets of London.
This is the Catkin Cluck Burger. Dare to try?
I've never eaten cat food before.
I've never eaten cat food before.
So they know going into this is cat food. Yeah. Okay.
I think he likes it.
It's delicious. It's tasty.
It's good. I wouldn't expect this to be cat food.
It's a little mushy, but flavor-wise,
a little.
Actually, not too bad.
Excellent.
It's not too bad.
It doesn't taste like cat food.
It tastes like a burger.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm. I don't know if I'm even trying that. I'm pretty adventurous when it comes to food. Like, I'll try something.
Yeah.
At least once. I don't know if I'm eating something that I know is made out of cat food.
No, sir.
Yeah.
That's a big no for me. And I didn't hear one person that didn't like it. Now, I'm sure there probably were. They just didn't include them in that little montage.
Right, right. Because it is kind of also an advertisement for that cat food brand.
Absolutely.
So they're not going to get anybody that's like, absolutely no, this is disgusting.
Hey, get this cat food because even people like it. Genius marketing when you think about it.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, a little clickbait headline there. One other one. According to Gen Z, this... wait, I lost it.
Clothing item.
Yeah.
Is officially dead.
Yep. According to Gen Z, this clothing item officially dead.
And I'm officially about to be triggered!
Saying leggings...
come on now.
...are officially dead. Now, that's weird because... I will say that my daughter is firmly implanted into Gen Z. All three of my daughters are Gen Z, but they, I've got two that are on the upper end of Gen Z, one that's on the lower end of Gen Z.
That's all they wear still though, right?
I was going to say my youngest daughter is very firmly implanted still in leggings.
Yeah.
Like she wears leggings almost every day.
1000%.
Yeah, but apparently, according to sales, so they're looking at sales. 47% of all athleisure wear, that's what it was about. Basically half of everything bought for athleisure back in 2022 was leggings.
Okay.
This year, it's dropped to about 39%. So, huge decline.
Okay.
And basically, Gen Z saying, we're trying to do things like wear baggy workout pants with tight tops or baggy t-shirts paired with loose pants, kind of like a Billie Eilish look.
I mean, I've seen that too. My daughter likes the wide leg.
I will say,
sweatpants.
Yeah, my older two daughters are more kind of that, where they have the baggier pants and tighter tops.
But
that
she wears
that's
both.
Their look.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that, for a while, they would wear leggings for work. Like they worked at a running shoe store. And so they would wear leggings for work. But once they left that, then...
the baggy pants.
It's all back to baggy pants.
Interesting. Well, my daughter's got to wear leggings under the skirt at school. But then she's still, I think, choosing to wear some leggings, but I will say she is.
Are you a fan of the leggings? I don't see you wear leggings a lot. I see you wear skinny jeans a lot.
No, yeah, but when I have to be out in public.
Yeah.
If I'm at home.
At home, are you leggings still?
And sweats.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the joggers. Like the, they're more of like a nylon material, so it's not sweat material. I feel like it's a nicer, like, schlubby look.
I will say that
it's
it's
a step up from sweatpants.
Yeah.
It's not leggings. I'm not like saying I'm going to yoga class.
I just got
running around and they're like,
yeah, I just got a new pair of joggers for high school merch for my daughter.
Yeah.
But I got a new pair of joggers and I'm like, I can't wear them yet. It's still too hot.
Oh,
but yeah.
They're a little bit thicker material. See, mine are like the very breezy, thin. Yeah, I kind of live in those. I've got a couple of pair, and I kind of feel like my family doesn't see me in much else.
Look, these are the headlines that maybe you see across your feed that you're like, man, I'm kind of curious as to what it says or what it's about.
Cat food, burger, and leggings are dead.
Yeah,
that's
people
what we're
are eating.
About.
Yeah, people are eating cat food and loving it. It's basically a cat food burger that some chef made for people on the streets of London.
So
hasn't
it's just a bougie advertisement for that brand of cat food.
Maybe, mm-hmm. perhaps. And then, according to Gen Z, this clothing item is officially dead. It's leggings. That's what they're talking about because of the sales decline, or, you know, about the 15% sales decline over the past 3 years.
I'm still buying them.
Yeah.
I'm still a sucker for like cute patterns. If you've got like a cute fun color,
you wear
leggings,
the patterned leggings?
Yeah, I will.
Oh, see, I'm big on solid colors.
Mm.
Oh, I'm
like
more
a fun pair of leggings with like, you know, the solid top.
I'm more of a solid color sort of wearer anyways.
You are.
I will wear the patterned shirt every now and then.
You have a few in rotation.
Yeah, but mostly I'm solid colors. That's typically my fashion. But,
yeah. If I'm wearing jeans, I'm trying to wear like fun tops, you know.
Yes.
Or comfortable.
Okay.
Fun or comfortable. Today I'm comfortable.
All right. Well, that's good. Yeah, I noticed.
Thank you. I'm going to take that not as an insult or a jab.
Look, I'm wearing joggers and a hoodie and.
But you got a little bit of a polo, so it's for business.
Exactly.
You're mixing business
I'm missing
pleasure
business and pleasure here.
Today.
That's right. Like, hey, I could have a tea time at noon.
Uh huh.
Or I could
a
be going
with the boss.
Or I could be going into a meeting with a boss
on Zoom.
Yeah.
Because that's not an in person meeting. Outfit.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
It's
this is
just, they're going to see me from the waist up.
This is more
it.
Business on the top, you party
just,
underneath.
You take off like the hoodie.
Yeah. And I'm
and
good.
And then your business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, hey, coming up this hour, we'll get to some missed connections, and then we got to feel good on the way next.
Yeah. This is a little tinge of setting the bar in this one. When a 4-year-old called 911 to talk about sports.
Okay.
But you know what? You got more than just a really fun show.
Sure. All right. That's coming up in your feel good story next on 99.7 DJX. Time for a feel-good story. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
With just a tinge of setting the bar because at the root, it's, you know, when not to call 911.
Sure.
Micah is 4. He's in Michigan. He called 911 to talk about how much he loves soccer and swimming.
Oh. Okay.
You know, it's friendly little chat, but per protocol,
they dispatched
an officer. Yeah,
sure.
That's just to make sure, just in case the kiddo is too shy or too pressured to talk about what they really wanted to call for.
Yeah.
Anyway, officer found that all was well.
Okay.
Struck up another conversation. This time, Micah's brother Mitch jumped in on the convo, showed him, you know, his cruiser. They were excited about that. And then found out that it was Mitch's birthday that coming weekend.
Oh.
So he ended up coming back that Sunday with his other friends in uniform on the day shift. And they brought gifts of a new soccer goal and a police cap and a badge.
Wow.
How cute is that? I mean, there's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's like the 9 officers.
There are, yeah.
In the picture with Micah and Mitch, and it was just kind of like the best day ever.
Mm.
And, you know, he saw this as an opportunity again to you know, like a little PR visit just to kind of show kids that we're here to help and
right,
that kind of stuff. Right. So they,
well, glad that there wasn't like a real emergency there for sure.
Absolutely. And then, of course, it's always a learning opportunity on the proper reasons
to
call 911.
To use that service for sure.
But yes, you can see the cute stories handled very well there in Michigan at Ben and Kelly's show on X, brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
Sometimes you have those moments in life where there's a spark with someone, but you don't get a name or number because you're not in the right place for it.
Yeah, no. So how else do you reconnect and maybe start your life together? You do a little typey-typey. You send it off to the internet. We find it and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
All right, this is State Fair Pumpkin Princess, man for woman.
Oh, wow. All right.
All right. You were a vision among gourds, a goddess with hair so shiny it blinded me like the Ferris wheel lights at midnight.
Oh, wow.
Your body, sculpted by angels who clearly moonlight as butter cow carvers.
Butter cow carvers? What a way with words.
I'm a humble man, armed only with a corn dog in one hand and destiny in the other.
Uh-huh.
I saw you near the giant pumpkins, and like a fool intoxicated by funnel cakes and lust, I blurted out, "Your pumpkins could win a blue ribbon."
Is that a euphemism, or is she actually showing pumpkins?
You gave me a look and laughed. A laugh that rattled my very soul and possibly broke through the livestock barn walls.
Wow.
Together, we drifted through the quilts and miniature houses as though carried by the sweet scent of kettle corn and fate itself. Things got, well, heated.
Are you saying there was some action?
We reached bases.
Oh, wow!
Maybe second. Maybe third.
What is going on?
The record books will never be clear.
Okay.
Then tragedy.
Oh, no.
A shadow fell among us.
Oh, no.
Someone intruded.
Oh, God.
You scattered into the crowd.
Oh, dang it.
But before disappearing into the night, you made me swear via sacred pinky promise that we'd meet again 1 year later at this same fairground.
Wow.
To finish what destiny began among the quilts.
We pinky swore on it?
Well, it's a year later.
Here we are.
And yes.
It's go time.
I may be casually seeing someone now.
Wait a second.
But.
What?
Pinky promises are legally binding in the court of my heart.
Wow.
My girlfriend would surely understand that this is bigger than us. This is bigger than funnel cakes. This is a prophecy.
Ooh, okay.
So, my quilt temptress, my pumpkin princess, blue ribbon beauty, if you're out there, let's honor the pact we made.
Pinky promise.
Meet me where pumpkins grow massive and passions run unchecked.
Wow.
Together, let's finish what the quilts could not contain. Your corn dog night.
It's fine. I'll leave my kind of sort of girlfriend at home. That would be awkward.
It's a year in the making, my friends.
That is a year in the making. she can't get in the way of this epic love story we're still writing.
That's right. And he remembers.
He does.
It's
Craigslist Missed Connections. Now, this is a woman for man tow truck Romeo. You were the rugged knight of the roadside, arriving in your mighty chariot of flashing amber lights.
Okay.
A stubble that whispered, "I don't own a razor, because real men don't have time for such things."
Okay.
Muscles honed from wrestling with steel and chains, yet gentle enough to respect the delicate bark of my poor innocent tree.
Oh, okay.
I was just a girl watching some idiot's busted car that ran into my tree, getting hooked to your rig.
Oh, no.
But also watching you.
Yes.
The way you moved with such precision, such confidence, saying, "Don't worry, I'll take care of everything. You'll be back to normal in no time."
Okay.
Well, joke's on you.
Uh-huh.
I'll never be normal again. Not after you revved up my engine like that.
Okay.
Then came the moment. You looked at me. I looked at you.
Yes.
The world stopped.
Uh-huh.
Except for the sound of a distant neighbor mowing his lawn.
Oh.
You asked if I needed anything else, and my brain in its infinite wisdom blurted, I have lemonade. Seriously, lemonade? Who even am I?
Oh.
The silence was deafening. You gave me a polite smile, said you had to keep working, and drove off with my hopes chained to your tow hook.
Oh, no.
And now I sit here, wondering if I should ram my own car into that same dang tree just to summon you again. Like some kind of grease-stained genie.
Summon you again? Like a grease-stained genie?
If you're out there, hot tow truck guy, know this. I've got more lemonade. Wink, wink.
She's like,
it might look suspect if she runs her own car into her own tree.
I just needed to see him again. Wow. All right, so whether you're trying to honor a pinky promise
with your pumpkin
princess 1 year ago,
yeah,
or trying to reconnect with the tow truck guy,
the rugged knight on the roadside.
It's one thing, and that, my friends, is
Craigslist missed connection. She probably does know where the tow truck guy works, right? Don't they have the name?
You know, they normally do. Maybe she was blinded by passion.
Could be.
All right, this is a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is
an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, be thinking about what your crazy Facebook Marketplace story is. I know, Kelly, you're a big fan of Marketplace. I have bought and sold before.
I have been duped.
Facebook Marketplace, basically like Craigslist with filters, right?
Well, yeah, but you're supposed to, you know, because there's a Facebook profile, you're supposed to, like, know who you're dealing with. Makes it a little bit better, right?
Unless they're fakes.
Uh-huh.
This Setting the Bar story is out of Indiana. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to buy a car with fake money or accepting money that's clearly fake for the car, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. Both sides bad.
Yeah, Nathan. Nathan
was the buyer or seller.
Nathan was buying a Chrysler 300 car.
Yes.
$1,500.
Recently, I have been trolling Facebook. There's a ton of cars on Facebook
Marketplace. Yeah, yeah. Well, Nathan found one he wanted. The seller was like, hey, it's going to need some work. That's why it's low price.
Sounds honest.
That's why it's only $1,500.
Got it.
Going to need some work.
Okay.
Right? In fact, Nathan was like, hey, I'm going to have to probably tow it just to even get it fixed.
Okay.
But $1,500 seems reasonable.
That's a good bargain. I'll have money left over to fix it up.
I'll fix it up. It'll be just Jim Dandy.
Great in theory.
Yes. So Nathan of Indiana goes with a stack of bills, $1,500 there in the envelope. Says, here you go. Transaction made. Should go without saying that those bills should be real currency.
Yeah.
And not include propmoney.com printed all over.
Prop money is printed on there?
On every single bill.
And we didn't notice that?
And the seller says it was dark, it was early, he couldn't see the cash really well to realize he'd been handed an envelope full of worthless paper.
We bring a flashlight.
And I'm sure when you touch the bills, it doesn't feel like U.S. currency.
Probably feels different.
Because U.S. currency definitely has a feel to it.
Yes, you know what real money feels like.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nathan has been arrested on a bunch of charges.
Oh, Nathan!
But, you know, the seller was like, everything seemed fine. But apparently Nathan was talking to him via a burner account.
Oh!
So.
Sure. Okay, so here's the thing. So did the seller get the car back, or B, get paid back?
The news story didn't say. So I'm assuming.
Tragic.
Maybe, because Nathan has been
apprehended
and charged, so I'd assume that stuff is getting worked out, if not already.
Tow the car back.
Yeah, yeah. But
bless his heart.
I know, Kelly, you've had some crazy Facebook Marketplace. Kelly is a sucker for a good Facebook Marketplace deal.
Listen, I've had, by and large, very good experiences buying and selling Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of, like, you know, there's a school group where we, you know, Sell to other parents. Like, yes.
That seems legit.
And then there was the one time that I spent $400 on patio furniture I didn't get.
Oh.
That was how I learned not to pay with Zelle. Because you voluntarily send them money, yeah. So they can't get it back for you.
Right, and you're like, here, I'll give you the money up front. Here you go.
Even if it's fraudulent, they once you send it voluntarily, they yeah. don't go get it back again for you.
Mm.
And turns out there was a ring going on. Like there's
wow.
a, once we did a deep dive,
yeah.
they're using the same pictures, same write-up,
yeah.
different people.
Yeah.
And of course, they use a lot of females with nice oh. family pictures as oh, a profile yeah. picture makes yeah. it look like
sure.
So honest. Here's the telltale signs. If you click on it and they just created the profile and there's no other listings, probably a red flag.
Could be a red flag.
Maybe stay clear of that. Maybe report that. Listen, that we started going on for like a couple of weeks after that. We were so mad. We started launching a sting operation and we were just trolling
we
for similar ads like
down.
That. Yeah, and there's a ton of them out there.
Yeah.
And then we had a police officer friend. He's just like, yeah, that's going on a lot. We've got a file opened. I'm like, all right. They probably didn't find anybody.
That's promising.
These people have gotten really good about setting up these fake accounts, and then they can just disappear.
Nathan was trying to do that.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's your set of the bar star. If you can manage to make it through the day without buying a car with fake money.
Yeah.
Or better yet,
accepting
the fake money. Yep. money that's clearly fake.
Yeah.
Then you're doing okay. But I would love to hear, because Kelly's got just a vault of stories.
Well, yeah, I can't be the only sucker. That's been had.
What's your crazy Facebook marketplace story? That's what I want to know. All right. And we'll get into some of those coming up next on 99.7 DJX. Wow. A lot of Facebook marketplace stories. We were just talking about what crazy stories do you have buying or selling on Facebook marketplace. Kelly got duped out of $400. Thought she was getting a great deal on some patio furniture.
Looked really nice.
Looked nice.
And then I found some duplicate listings by different people with the exact same picture and write-up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't get my money back or the furniture.
That is terrible.
That's awful.
That is awful.
I'm still mad about it.
Leslie said, I tried to buy a, quote, luxury couch. Looked gorgeous in the ad. I show
yeah.
up. It's literally sitting outside the porch in the rain, smelling like wet dog.
Oh, gosh.
Seller was like, just need some Febreze.
Oh, wow.
Nope.
Oh, wow. That's maddening.
Michael said, many years ago, I was selling an iPhone, met in a Walmart parking lot. The guy I was meeting to sell the phone to robbed me.
Oh, my gosh.
Took the phone and left. Dang. Yeah, you got to be careful.
That's a little crazy.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Tammy says, I once bought a super cute vintage dresser on Marketplace.
Nice.
Every single drawer sticks and it smells like incense and sadness. I'm 90% sure it's haunted and came with ghosts.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
If you buy a haunted piece of furniture.
Bad juju
yeah.
with that one.
Yeah, don't want
now
that.
Now you know why they were selling.
Yeah, Hannah said, I tried to buy a chicken nugget pillow. Which, by the way, sidebar sounds great.
That does sound fun.
I thought it was going to be a quirky, normal-sized throw pillow shaped like a nugget. It literally was the size of a twin mattress. My dog thinks it's its new bed.
Oh, that's big.
I guess that worked out.
Well, I feel like you're getting more for your money.
Yeah, maybe.
With that one, yeah.
Maybe.
Dave bought a, quote, brand new air fryer. The seller promised it was, quote, never used.
Yeah, sure.
I open it up at home. There are still fries in the basket.
I mean, almost never used.
Okay, buddy.
Almost never used.
I got you.
The crazy Facebook market stories. Man, Sean on text, just like you, Kelly, he said he was looking for an Australian Shepherd puppy on Facebook Marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
Paid $300. No show. Hindsight, never pay
yeah,
first.
That's the fatal flaw.
Yep.
Never
yep.
pay first.
Yep.
Also, if they keep messaging you, did you send the money yet? Did you send the money yet? How about now? I'm like, oh, yeah, no. I
yeah.
should have. You should see past the whole, I really, really want this
yep.
feeling.
Yep. You know,
and,
the whole.
And put, yeah.
It's like the used car salesman approach where
yes.
it's like, I just don't feel good you driving off this lot with the car that you have.
Oh, sure.
It's like, you know, you sell them. The sizzle. Yeah.
Sure. Absolutely. But you have to develop the Spidey tingle
yep.
and listen to the Spidey
yeah,
tingle
Yeah, you
got to
develop that
you
first.
You got to develop the Spidey tingle.
Oh my gosh, these Facebook marketplace stories. We got a few more.
Yeah, Gina, I was trying to sell my old blender. Guy
yeah.
messages me saying he wants it.
Uh-huh.
But then asks if I'd blend a rotisserie chicken for him to prove it works.
What?
Blocked immediately.
Will it blend?
Right. I'm going to need for you to like
what
really
a great
demonstrate.
Bit. Maybe we should do that. Maybe we should bring
will
in a blender and do a game, Will It Blend, and just try to blend random items.
I feel like that has a high possibility of going sideways quickly.
That could make good radio.
Oh, is it really?
I'm writing it down.
Are we workshopping a new idea?
Yeah, I'm writing it down. Will it blend?
Thanks to Gina's blender.
That's right, Gina. Do you still have the blender? Can we buy it from you?
Can you donate it to the bit?
Can we buy it for you? From you? Sarah said, I was getting married looking for an inexpensive wedding dress, so I tried Marketplace, found a dress for cheap, figured why not. Met the seller in her driveway. She insisted I try it on right there in the middle of the neighborhood.
What does the seller care? If she's willing to buy it without trying it on and says, yeah, it looks like it'll fit, then just
Sarah
take
said,
the money.
I didn't buy it.
Yeah, no, that's
weird. That's a little bit
like,
weird.
Like, I'm not going to start stripping down in the middle
try
of your driveway.
Try it on for me.
No.
I just want to see it on someone before I give it. I just want to make sure it looks good on you
now, listen,
in order to sell it to you.
That said, that's a great option. Like, if you're trying to do a wedding on a budget.
Yeah.
People wear those dresses once.
Yeah, but
and if they're willing
to
part with it and they don't want to hang on to it for sentimental reasons.
Do you want, I guess, two things, yeah.
If it's a fabulous dress.
One, you got to get over the fact that it's a used dress.
Right.
Two, what if it's a dress that someone bought and they're now divorced or they never made it to the altar? Does it have bad juju? Yeah, is that something that you would want to consider?
I mean, if you're in a situation where you can't afford the dress of your dreams, but this might be close to the dress of your
dreams,
then
it's like,
and
you know what?
Cheap,
yeah.
You can give it new juju. That's how
I'm going to reinvent this dress.
Yes. I mean, that you could. I don't know. I'd consider it. Sarah, I was getting married. Oh,
yeah.
That was
one.
Wendy, I found some adorable kittens on Facebook Marketplace.
Uh-huh.
I inquired because the pics were so cute.
Sure.
Turns out they weren't kittens. They were baby raccoons. She said she was pretty sure they'd litter train.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to pass, though.
Right.
LOL.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Like, how many people just try to pass off things? It's wild.
It's legit. They maybe didn't know.
Maybe.
But if you are unsure,
but I feel like raccoons
that animal
are very,
is,
yeah. I feel
we
like
Google
raccoons.
Search that. We Google image it.
All right, we'll get to one more. Crazy Facebook Marketplace stories. Jennifer said, I once tried to sell my coffee table, posted it for $50. First message I get is a woman who asked if I'd trade. Shut up. First message I get is a woman asking if I'd trade the coffee table for a live goat.
That's random.
I didn't, but now I kind of regret at least not meeting the goat.
Right. I mean, adorable. But that is the most obscure. I know you don't need this table anymore, but do you need a goat?
I have a goat that I'm trying to get rid of. Can we just do a little
Could
swap here?
Call it even, Steven.
Can we call it even?
The goat. You get a goat, I get your table. I feel like that's a great trade.
That is good. All right. Hey, thanks for the stories here. Speaking of Facebook, at Ben and Kelly Show is our Facebook page.
We're not selling anything.
No, we're not. No, we're not. It's
99.7
DJX. Giving those away, Kelly. We're giving those
away. Oh, giving those away.
Still to come, we'll get to feel-good stories, and then we're going to try to get stupid Stacy on the phone.
Aww.
We don't call her that.
No,
she
called herself that.
Calls herself that.
You'll find out why.
Yeah, on the way. Let's get to a feel-good story. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
Being on a delayed flight, just the absolute worst. You just experienced that not too long ago.
Yes.
So a jazz band happened to be on this flight.
Okay.
And started playing, it's Stevie Wonder's You Haven't Done Nothing.
Oh.
Not bad, right?
They are good.
So this was on a flight from St. Louis to Seattle, and jazz saxophonist Dave Koz.
Yeah, he's pretty famous.
He's pretty famous.
Yeah.
He and his bandmates were going to Seattle for a couple days of shows, So it was supposed to be a direct flight. Ended up having to divert to Boise, Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
Flight crew members timed out. They needed to be relieved. The plane then had a mechanical issue, and you could just feel the tension and the frustration rising.
People couldn't get off the plane?
Yes.
Oh.
So, you know, one of the flight attendants noticed they brought a bunch of instruments on the flight and just kind of asked, hey, do you think maybe you guys wouldn't mind playing? And, he admitted he was a little nervous about would people get mad about trombones and stuff being played in their face.
Yeah, sure.
But it worked. People were smiling. They were swaying in their seats. A bunch of them got their phones out, started grabbing video, and that video gained some traction.
I mean, it helps that they are really good.
And famous musicians.
Yeah, I was going to say.
On tour.
They're not just like some middle schoolers trying to, pump out. Twinkle, little star.
Like these are people are paying to come to their concerts. Many people are paying to come to their concerts. And this is actually not the first time they've had to experience flight delays on their tour. They've even had to cancel a couple of shows because of travel issues. But this particular situation that it worked out, and the people on that flight were delighted to get a private concert from Dave Koz.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Pretty awesome.
Yeah. I would enjoy that. Hopefully they just did one song and they were like, hey, thanks,
Here, you can tip us if you want.
You we'll can tip us if you want. Here's our Venmo.
You can see the video at WDJX.com. Brought to you by Sam Aguiar, injury lawyer.
How about group therapy?
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey there, is this Stacy?
Hey, yes it is.
Hey, you said call me...
Stupid Stacy.
Yeah, I'm not going to say
no,
that.
We're not
because,
doing that. We'll just call you Stacy.
Yeah, we're going to call you Stacy. Yeah, so.
I feel a little stupid, though.
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, I got in the dumbest fight with my boyfriend, and I just really want to apologize to him.
Well, this
is. Like right here and now?
this is a great place to do it, sure.
Yeah, I already apologized. I thought maybe if I apologized publicly, it'd be better because. It's just like a stupid, silly fight that's totally my fault. Well, not totally my fault, but mostly my fault.
What'd he do?
He would not stop whistling all day. It was so annoying. And, I know it's really petty. That's on me. But, at this point, we literally haven't spoken in 2 days over it. So
oh, wow.
I just want to say I'm so sorry. For being petty and silly, but it was really annoying, but I'm sorry, and I shouldn't have made such a big deal about it.
So he's just going around like, or is he like, sorry, I didn't mean to trigger you.
He just triggered her.
He's like, all day. I was like, please.
So he's not like whistling. He's just whistling, just being amongst himself and just passing the time type of thing, right?
Yeah, but nonstop.
Yeah.
He never whistled. And all of a sudden, a couple of weeks ago, he started whistling here and there. And the other day, it was just constant. And I was just like, please shut up. And he's like, don't talk to me that way. And I was like, but you've got to stop whistling. And then it just kind of escalated. But it's silly and petty. It was really over nothing. That's why I feel bad. And I just want to say, I'm sorry. And
it's big of you to admit that. Yeah.
But yeah, maybe next time we don't let a couple of days go by. We kind of.
Kelly.
I'm sorry. You need a couple of days?
No, I'm just saying you've been in the same situation, maybe not with whistling, but where you are angry.
It goes and a couple of hours, though. We usually try to address it.
I know.
Have you gone a couple of days?
There have been times, because it was maybe like last year that my wife and I, we just blew up at each other over something absolutely ridiculous. It was over... something about the refrigerator. We were both
sticking to
right.
Your guns.
Yes, yep. We were both stubborn, and I'm like, I'm right. She's like, I'm right. You don't see my butt. And
how long did that go?
And it took maybe a day. So I mean, I get it, Stacy. Where he just remembered that he could whistle,
and you needed to fester for a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it escalated because I snapped at him and he didn't like the way I talked to him. And so maybe if other people have other stories of where they were maybe a little bit petty in a fight or
making mountains out of molehills.
Yeah. And it escalated, but then they felt bad. And then I don't know. I wouldn't feel so stupid. I mean, it happens. You guys had it. And maybe other people have situations. It's like a little thing that just escalates.
And yeah.
It never should have been a fight to begin with.
Yeah. Stacey, give us his number. We'll call him right now. we'll get this thing all worked out for you.
I think it'd be so much better just put him on blast on the radio. Yeah, he will love that.
I'm sure he'll love it. And I would love to hear him whistle. Maybe we could even make a game of it. Like, what song is he whistling?
Oh, no. I'm really bad that I yelled at him about it, but I don't ever want to hear him whistle again. Please, okay. Let's okay. not encourage that.
Okay.
Right.
Well, Stacey, I do appreciate you being so raw with your...
Open and honest.
Yes, open and honest with your feelings. And then
taking accountability.
And then, you know, coming to us and saying, hey, you know what? I want to make sure that he knows publicly that I want to end this. So that's good.
Well, and everybody's got little things that I'm sure annoys their partner. And maybe they just haven't voiced that
so
out loud yet.
If nothing else, Stacey, take from this call that you're not alone.
Exactly.
Thanks, guys. I have to learn not to, you know, just to keep my cool and not
put,
get irritated.
Next time.
We all have our days.
Yeah, so. Next time put some earbuds in. Listen to Ben and Kelly Show podcast.
There you go.
Great
put
idea.
Us in your ear holes.
Yeah, right. All right, Stacey. Hey, we're already getting some people texting in their little petty spats that they've had. So we can already tell that you're not alone. So we'll dive into some of those. But yeah, Stacey, again, thank you for talking to us. And you know, maybe it's just a.
But also, just in case he doesn't hear this, go ahead and tell him that to his face.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say, Scott, I'm so sorry, sweetie.
Oh, okay. Scott.
Scott, see, listen, she's owning up. She's apologizing. Let's put this one to bed and let's get back to being happy and cute and together. Okay, that was a good one.
Yeah, like that.
Sorry, babe.
All right, Stacey, thank you. Go kiss Scott now.
Thank you.
Jen says, here to say I'm proud of her for addressing the relationship issues, no matter how small.
Exactly.
She says, I learned that you need to do that to repair the relationship after a divorce.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I get that.
You're both going to have probably
those sorts of things.
That,
all right, well,
sure.
Hey, what was the most ridiculous argument you've been in with your partner? We'll take some of those calls and stories on the way.
Amy from Eminence, noise-canceling headphones. That's
yes.
what she says. That would also help.
Yeah, yeah.
If he wants to whistle,
let him.
Noise-canceling headphones.
That's
there
right. 502-795-1997. Just talk to Stacey, and her boyfriend whistles incessantly. It actually just started over the past couple weeks, and she cannot.
She kind of blew up at him.
Blew up at him. Stupid little spat argument, et cetera, et cetera. It's been going on for how long? 2 weeks?
No. It was just a couple of days.
Oh, a couple of days. Anyways.
Yeah, that they didn't speak.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
she apologized on her show. And yeah. She's like, I'm not the only one that's
right.
gotten mad about something stupid.
Now, listen,
right?
Brittany says, does she really think he's going to hear her public apology on the radio over his constant whistling?
Oh.
Then
oh.
she says, I can't hear the TV when I'm eating potato chips.
Oh! That feels like a
Chris said,
shade.
I once broke up with a girl because she sang a lot.
Oh, wow.
It wasn't that she liked to sing. She was just terrible at it. In her effort was over the top. It kind of sounded like the Rubber Chicken songs, but less funny.
Oh, my gosh.
Ridiculous arguments.
Terry says, I once lost my you-know-what over my sister losing the back of one of my earrings. You can...
Yeah.
You can replace this pretty easily.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a little thing.
Amanda texted and said, apparently I, quote, load the dishwasher wrong.
Oh, yeah.
AKA not his way.
Sure.
He reloads it. I reload it back.
Oh, no.
We did this 3 times until we realized we could have just washed the dishes by hand.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But still, who wins, though?
Yeah, I don't know.
Are we just going to be fine with whoever's loading it? They're going to load it their way and you got to be okay with it. It's still going to get the dishes clean. Is that what we do?
By the way, Trina rolls in siding with Stacey, our listener, and says, I have ADHD and I would lose my mind. All the noises are bad.
Oh, bless her heart. Okay. Duly noted.
Yeah, noted.
Danielle says, we argued for 20 minutes about who steals the blanket at night.
Oh.
He swears it's me. I swore it's him.
Oh.
We ended up buying a second blanket like it was a peace treaty.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, yeah. It's that, like, regardless of who's to blame, we'll have another one.
Exactly. Once you kind of get past the, okay.
It was you. No, it's you.
Right. We can simmer down. This isn't huge.
Figure out a solution.
Yeah. Michelle said, my boyfriend ruined dinner last month over, quote, the proper way to eat a taco.
Oh, no.
I bite mine across. He bites down the middle. He says I'm committing food crimes. I say he's ruining the taco economy.
Wow.
Wait, I feel like Michelle's is...
How do you not start at the end?
I know. I was going to say, I feel like Michelle's right.
Right.
So, Michelle,
that's
Kelly
kind
and
of
I,
a psychopath material if you're starting top in the middle
yeah,
down.
Kelly and I are on your side.
Because you're losing stuff on both sides, are you not?
You win.
You win.
You win. Tell him that.
If you want to stoke the fires, just send him this podcast.
Yeah, just tell him that. Tell him, guess what? Remember the whole taco thing? I win!
Yes. Oh, Vanessa. Yes, Vanessa. I lost my you-know-what with him over the right way to hang toilet paper.
Oh, yeah.
I am team over like a civilized human. Mm. He's team under like a sociopath. It's still unresolved.
You know what? Miss me.
That would drive me
miss
nuts.
Me with that. I don't care. As long as there's
toilet. You don't care?
No, I don't care. As long as there's.
You not incessantly annoyed. It has to be over.
Nope.
You know why? Because if it's under, it just keeps like falling down, falling down, falling down.
Let me tell you.
It makes sense to be over.
No. Under is fine.
It's not fine.
I can go over and under.
No, you can go over and that is it.
And the under, because listen, you don't deal with cats who paw at the toilet paper. And if they paw at the toilet paper when it's over.
If it's under, then it doesn't.
If it's under, it doesn't roll out onto the floor. Okay. If it's over, it just, it rolls out all over the floor.
I might see that point. So people with cats can do it under.
Yeah.
But if you don't have
cats,
it's
over. And under's fine. As long as there's toilet paper there. As long as someone's replaced the toilet paper, we're good.
I can't. It's my OCD will just flare up.
Your OCD for under?
Yes. There are certain things. It has to be over. It just looks like it's wrong.
Well, if
it looks
there,
backwards.
Listen. Sorry. And we're going
on a tangent.
A tangent here.
We're going all into war with Vanessa.
Buckle up. We're on a tangent. Listen, I feel like your OCD would be more inclined if the paper isn't torn evenly across.
I don't care about that.
You don't care about that?
No.
So if I'm saying if it's under, then you don't even see that.
If I see it, I'll fix it. I'm like, that's fine.
What I can't stand are...
I'll make sure I tear it off better.
Right. What I can't stand are the, like, you're in such a rush that you can't tear it off evenly.
Yes.
They have perforations for a reason.
Sure. That hopefully when you just yank it off, rip it off, it's going to rip. It's not our fault if it doesn't rip evenly. But I'll fix it. But listen, over, it's for civilized humans. It is over. That's the correct way to do it.
Listen,
if you have cats, I'll allow it to be under, but that's just in your bathroom.
I'm a little discouraged.
Is it? It's erupting the text.
No. Exactly. That's what I'm discouraged about.
Yeah.
The fact that we get passionate about toilet paper over under, and then that's what you decide to, we give you hours and hours.
Yes.
Of content,
and this when everyone rolls
about.
In, yes,
and then you're like, no, under,
Lauren,
no,
Lauren
over.
Has a good point. Over is preferred, but as long as he puts the roll back on the holder,
yeah, see,
I'm good.
That's fine.
Yes, it is absolutely nails on a chalkboard to leave the empty roll still on there. Like, who does
right.
that?
I think.
How lazy are you?
We can be done. Can we be done?
I'm just, you know, Kelly is. Rolling in too, hashtag team over. If I'm at someone's house in their powder room and it's under, I switch it. I do the same thing.
All right, whatever. I don't want to have this argument here because I will not be swayed. Because I don't care. If it's over,
okay,
fine.
Why are you so passionate about it then?
Why are you so passionate that it's going
to
be under?
I feel as though there's one way. You are over here saying it doesn't matter to me, but under. Like, you're not owning up to the fact you are indeed passionate and you do actually care.
No, I can't
sit over there and say, I don't care. But then passionately
I'm just saying,
argue for under.
Why are you such a psycho about it being over?
Because
That's the thing. That's what I can't understand.
I staked my flag on the hill of it's gotta be over. You're all like, I don't really care, but under. And then you're like, because I have cats and the thing. And I was like, okay, I'll allow
because
that.
I'm getting
but then you can't sit there and say you're not passionate while you're getting all passionate and yelling about it.
Nope. Not passionate.
Okay. Then hashtag team over. If you're not passionate, you say, okay.
We're done.
You just say, okay.
We're done. We're done.
Okay.
People are calling. I don't want to answer any of the phones. I don't want to answer any of you. Because I don't want to continue this conversation because it's stupid. Okay. Hey, thank you.
Britt also switches other people's
houses. Will you stop? Kelly, we're mowing the same lawn.
I love all my people.
We're going back and forth over the same lawn.
If I'm at your house and it's wrong, I'm switching it. That's so great. That's so great.
All right. Thank you for all the stories and for all of the passion. At least we know you're alive. On 99.7DJX. Can't beat Kelly.
It's time to put that useless pop culture knowledge to work. Here comes Can't Beat Kelly on 99.7DJX.
All right, let's introduce you to our listener, Stephanie, calling us from Okolona. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
Stephanie's got blonde hair, is 5'6", drives an Explorer, and is married.
Sassy.
Also, currently taking her kid to school. So
nice. Safety first.
Yes, safety first. Make sure your hands
I pulled over.
Four and six.
Good.
All right, good, good.
4 and 6. 10 and 2.
Ah, you know what? As long as she's getting there, right?
Potato, potato.
You know, look, let's be honest. We're probably driving with our knee. We've got cell phone in one hand. We've got a coffee in the other hand. And a breakfast burrito in one.
No!
I'm not the only one, Stephanie. All right. Hey, Stephanie, it's Can't Beat Kelly. We're going to kick Kelly out of the room here in a second. Ask you 5 pop culture questions. Bring Kelly back into the room. Ask her the same 5 questions. If you get more correct answers than Kelly, you win. If you get less or tie, then you cannot beat Kelly. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Now, you said you've beaten Kelly or gotten all of them right? I can't remember. What did you say?
I normally get all of them right.
Oh,
this week
okay.
I have.
All right.
In the car.
All right. Let's see how well you do. All right. Let's see. Let's say bye to Kelly.
Okay. Bye, Kelly.
Bye, Kelly.
Bye, Kelly.
Bye, Kelly.
Bye. There she goes. Let's wait till she gets outside. All right. She's out in the hall. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Your questions. Name the 3 brothers who make up the Jonas Brothers.
Joe, Nick. Oh my God.
Where are you looking it up?
No, pass.
Okay. What 2014 comedy starring Lindsay Lohan introduced us to on Wednesdays, We Wear Pink?
Mean Girls.
Fergie's hit Glamorous was famously remade by which rapper?
Jack Harlow.
Which Disney Channel original movie featuring Zac Efron as Troy Bolton?
High School Musical.
Who performed the halftime show for the 2025 Super Bowl?
Kendrick Lamar.
Let's bring Kelly back in. Kelly! All right.
How do we do?
All right.
How do we do, everybody?
Stephanie.
Yeah.
Got 4 right.
Oh!
You know what? You're going to kick yourself, Stephanie, because I
know.
You're going to
believe it.
You're going to kick yourself too.
Oh!
All right.
Oh!
She could have gotten.
Maybe we go back to not telling me how they did.
We go back
I'm
to
nervous.
Not. You should be. All right, here we go. Question 1 for Kelly. Name the 3 brothers who make up the Jonas Brothers.
Nick, Kevin, and Joe.
Oh my God.
Bonus Jonas Frankie. Bonus points. Credit? No.
That was no. The one, Stephanie.
That was the one.
That was
she got
the
wrong?
One she got
I
wrong.
Forgot about Kevin.
She forgot about Kevin.
Everybody forgets about Kevin.
Poor Kevin. Why? Why is it always Kevin?
I named him number 2. I did. You're welcome, Kevin.
What 2004 teen comedy starring Lindsay Lohan introduced us to the phrase on Wednesdays we wear pink.
Mean Girls.
There you go. Fergie's hit Glamorous was famously remade by which rapper?
Jack Harlow.
Oh.
two more questions right. Two more questions, Kelly.
I just need to get one more I know. To win.
Which Disney Channel original movie featured Zac Efron
yes.
as Troy Bolton?
High School Musical!
There it is. There it is. And who performed the halftime show for the 2025 Super Bowl?
For the 2025 Super Bowl?
Yep.
Usher.
That is incorrect.
Well, who was it?
Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, that's right! That's what I liked was Usher.
Man! Stephanie, she was real confident.
Only I would have gotten Kevin.
If you would have gotten Kevin, you literally would have beaten Kelly.
But no, ties don't count. So sorry.
Oh, ties don't count.
Oh, such a savage game.
Stephanie.
Oh.
I tell you what, just for playing, we're gonna hook you up with a prize, okay?
Absolutely. But awesome. She still has to say the thing, right?
Yes, of course. Stephanie knows how this works. You got to say, hi, my name is Stephanie, and I cannot beat Kelly.
Hi, my name is Stephanie, and I cannot beat Kelly.
No!
But you tied me, girl! You tied me!
You were close!
That's almost winning!
All right.
I'll never forget Kevin again.
Oh,
I know! That's right. You never will. Never will.
You're going to be like waking up in the middle of the night, Kevin Jonas!
All right, Stephanie, hang tight. We're going to get more information from you, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
She was a worthy opponent.
She was.
Worthy opponent.
She thought she had it, too.
Yes.
You were getting a little confident.
I'm going to be waking up in the middle of the night going, Kendrick Lamar!
Kendrick Lamar! All right, there you go. Can't beat Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
It's all the hits.
That's right.
But on Thursday mornings, we take you on an audio journey through time. Ben and Kelly's Throwback Thursday. Your requests make up the playlist. So let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
Brought to you by Once Upon a Child. This is the number one segment on the Ben and Kelly Show.
Look at that.
As said by you guys on 99.7 DJX. So it's Throwback Thursday. We'll kick it off with Erica.
She says, poor Ben and his blood pressure. It's hard finding out you've been doing something the wrong way your whole life.
Mm.
Hashtag toilet paper gate. Can we start off by playing the greatest rock band of all time and make him smile?
Well, thanks, Erica. I'm not playing it for you. I'm actually playing it for Lexi from LA, who said Nickelback rock star needs it. It's 99.7 DJX. Let's go.
Father was standing in line. The clubs will never get it because we just won't eat it. Well, good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleached blonde hair. And we'll,
yeah, it's Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. This is where we play a bunch of songs you haven't heard in a while. Play back to back to back to back. 6 years old or older.
That's good the rule. Time Charlie is checking in. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. Okay.
This is Good Time Charlie.
Hi.
I would like to hear Watermelon Sugar. Tell Ben it is 6 years old. If that's not old enough, though, then tell him I would like to hear Fly Me to the Moon by Frank Sinatra.
Okay, that's great. We're not going to do either, but that's fantastic. Love that. Love that for you. We'll play Harry Styles in One Direction. How's this? Ah, good one. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Jen says, TBTB request coming at you. Can we get a little Trick Daddy?
Let's go! Oh, yeah, and this has a little bit of Ozzy in there, too. Yes. I forgot about this one. Okay.
4-1.
Let's go, Jen. Rhymes with Ben. Let's go. I don't know. Oh, hey, by the way, we're going to hit you with some ticket giveaways before 9 o'clock.
That's fun.
Yeah, comedian Gabrielle Iglesias coming to the Yum Center, and we got those tickets to win. We'll just let you know. Coming up on 99.7 DJX. In full transparency, the way this got approved on Throwback Thursday was the person who approved it thought it was Enrique Iglesias and not Gabrielle Iglesias. So they were like, this would be perfect for TBT. I could be your hero, baby.
Wait, baby.
Let's go ahead and play Enrique.
When you hear Enrique,
know it's Gabriel Iglesias.
You know to call and get Gabriel Iglesias tickets. That's amazing.
That is the reason we're giving, because you're like, that seems a little bit odd that they're giving away comedy tickets right in the middle of TBT.
Right, but no, that's why, because we had a little confused person on staff. It's fine.
We're like, no, this will be great.
We pushed it through. It's fine.
Oh, shoot.
Amber says, should come as no surprise to either of you that my request, once again, is and always will be.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to need you to abbreviate Amber's book that she sent us.
I'm getting there.
Okay.
She's got a wheelhouse, and she needs everyone to know it's in sync.
Okay, that's all
and
we
I
need.
Approve.
That's all we need. That's all we need. All right. We got to keep this moving. Throwback Thursday. You might been hurting me. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX.
By the way, who is it? Elizabeth?
Yeah.
She's pointing out something that I think is very valid to say. My favorite part of Throwback Thursday is that it's based off our request.
That
and
is
then
right.
Ben just does whatever he wants anyway.
Listen, I've got to captain this ship, and I've got to keep everyone in mind. So if you give us some obscure song that no one likes, I'm not going to play it. We've got to keep everyone in mind here.
The asterisk is, it's your request, but if it sucks, we're going to change it.
Right! Okay. That's kind of the
all
request.
Right.
That just needs to be known.
Well, listen, Noah's got a good one.
All right.
Catherine in Crestwood says, cheap thrills for Noah in Carpool.
Oh, that one's good.
He would love that.
That one's good.
Yes.
It's got Sean Paul in there, too. See ya. It's Throwback Thursday, 99.70JX. A pretty girl. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX.
Oh, Elizabeth and Kyle will send in shots out. Captain, the ship is going into an iceberg!
What have I changed?
I don't know.
What have I changed?
I'm not sure.
I modified a Harry Styles song to a One Direction song, and that was it.
Okay, but you had a little bit of tone. There's tone.
I had tone.
They're picking up on tone.
Okay.
By the way, Jessica is dancing in the car rider line.
See, she likes it.
No shame.
All right. Alexa, we got you. Trying to think of something, came up with Shake Your Tail Feather.
Always valid.
That's right. Oh, no, this has Diddy in it.
Oh, dang it. Wait. Was it Custer and the Murphy Lee part? Is Murphy Lee allowed? No, it's a lot of Diddy. Right,
Nelly and Murphy Lee are allowed in.
Nelly part.
Throwback Thursday. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX.
Okay, Ben, creative license here.
Oh.
Favorite Brad says his 10-year anniversary is tomorrow.
Oh!
Got a little something, and then Cindy's rolling in with me.
Yes, we do! Yes! Favorite Brad!
Because
you're doing the Humpty Dance with that wife of yours, yeah! Stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin. Bathroom, I'm crazy. Allow me to amaze thee. They say I'm ugly, but it just don't fall. I'm still getting in the girl's pants, and I even got my own dance. Wow, we edited out pants.
So nasty.
Wow. All right. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX.
Tish says, hey, y'all, feeling like one of those old motivational posters with the kitten hanging off the rope that just says, just hang in there.
Just hanging there.
Drowning at work the last couple of weeks. Aww. Thankful for the Throwback Thursday on the drive-in. So can you just play something for me?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There were so many things that we could come up with or think about. Or, I mean, it could have been some motivational things or whatever.
What?
What?
What are you doing here?
I hate the world today.
See, you know what? She's feeling it.
To me, I know no, that kind of works.
See? Sometimes.
Tish, are you feeling this, Tish? You are. Look at me. You
all right.
Are.
Throwback Thursday. Innocent and sweet. Yeah, see? There you go.
She goes, oh my God, man. Actually, sing it up my lungs. Yeah!
That's right! Throwback Thursday!
Also, Brad approved of your selection for his anniversary song. He says if my anniversary ends up in the Burger King bathroom, it's going to be a good day.
Absolutely! It'll be a good day.
Approved.
That's right. All right, Throwback Thursday. Remember, you're listening for Enrique Iglesias to win Gabriel Iglesias tickets because that's what our marketing and promotions department thought they were doing. You know what? If we can't laugh at ourselves, what are we going to do, right? All right, Throwback Thursday. All right, Throwback Thursday. 9970 JX.
Listen, London's happy. I see why you do this DJ thing.
What?
I'm kind of good at it.
Anna says, sitting in my car not wanting to walk into work, can I get work from home? Yeah, absolutely you can.
Oh, there
and
you
in
go.
Fact, just tell them the Ben and Kelly said it was all right.
Yep.
Excused tardiness.
Excused.
Who is Fifth?
This is Camila Cabello.
That's right.
Did you forget?
I was thinking it was like Nicole Scherzinger at first, but then that's Pussycat. Okay.
And then you're going to have to
again,
guess.
Tone.
Disrespect.
Tone.
Disrespect.
Tone. I just want to do another work song.
Because it's a little mini theme.
I just want to do another work song.
It's not a work song. It's...
Yeah, it is. If you want a hot body.
You want a Bugatti, you better work.
That's right. You better work. Or we can just...
Oh, yeah.
Do another work song.
I like this little mini work train. Toot, toot, get on board.
Toot, toot. That's right. It's 99.70 JX Throwback Thursday. Remember, Enrique is what you're listening for to win Gabriel Iglesias tickets. If you're a fly gal, get your nails done, get a pedicure, get your hair did. Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX. All right.
Now, listen, are we going to get to Ashley's Belle Biv DeVoe?
Absolutely not.
Oh, dang it!
But thank you for the request. Duly noted.
And ignored.
It was noted.
And ignored.
All right, that's Enrique Iglesias. Not to be confused with Gabriel Iglesias.
Who is a comedian and
does not sing songs on 99.70 JX. Nonetheless, though, we're giving away tickets for Gabriel Iglesias
because
here.
It's perfect.
On 99.7 DJX.
Shut the front door. I cannot hear that car.
Who's this?
This is Jessica.
Jessica, you win! So our marketing team completely thought Gabriel Iglesias was Enrique Iglesias and was like, yes, let's do it for Throwback Thursday. Approved.
Perfect fit.
It's the same vibes, right?
Yeah, same vibes. Yeah, comedian Gabriel Iglesias coming to the Yum Center. Tickets go on sale tomorrow. You've got them now. Hang on tight, okay? Hang on tight, Jessica.
Okay.
All right. Hi, DJX.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
Natalie,
you win.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
Yes. Gabriel Iglesias, not Enrique Iglesias, coming to the KFC Yum Center in November.
No singing at the show.
No singing. None of this. All right.
Darn. That's not what I thought it was.
All right, Natalie, hang tight. Thank you for calling in, and we're going to hook you up with tickets, okay?
Oh, thank you for Throwback Thursday. I love it.
Oh, we appreciate you. I like that.
It's so great.
Which, by the way, we did like a little listener survey. Throwback Thursday is literally the number one segment that we do on this show.
That's
which
so
is
great.
Interesting.
Which that feels like it's on brand. Like everybody enjoys that because it's just so much fun. It's unpredictable. You don't know where it's going. It's a winding river, and it usually gets Ben's blood pressure through the roof, and everyone enjoys that.
I don't know why. It literally we're just fielding song requests and playing them.
You know what I think it is? Here's my assessment. I think you grew up with all women. You live with all women.
Yeah.
And here, you feel like...
I work with all women?
You need to be in charge of something, and that is where... That's where it comes. Because it's basically the bit is other people telling us what to do, is it not?
And I feel like people telling us what to do.
Yes, because it gets under your skin sometimes. And then you have to launch back and you have to be like, but daddy, drive the bus! Who's your daddy? It's me! You have who's your daddy
moments. Who's your daddy? It's me!
That's what I think.
All right.
You have who's your daddy moments.
Hey, you know what? It happens.
You need to have control of something.
It happens every now and then. Okay.
Erica says brutal, but not wrong, Kelly. I feel like I'm on board. I'm on the right track with that assessment.
So earlier in the show, we kind of got off the rails because of Stacy, who got into like this petty argument with her boyfriend because he was whistling incessantly, and it annoyed her to the point where she got mad and they yelled at each other.
Well, and then they didn't speak for 2 days. So then she came to us saying, yeah, can you help me apologize?
Yeah, just
I feel just really apologize. Bad. It was a dumb thing to get mad about.
I mean, look, we've all, anybody who's been in a relationship, sometimes it's just a bad day. And you're like, I don't know why this is annoying me so much.
Right.
But it's just annoying me.
Yes.
Like, we got a text message from a listener that said, my husband separated my silverware from what I brought into the relationship versus what his mom bought us.
Oh.
We have lived together 7 years and he still does this when he gets mad. So when he gets mad, he separates the silverware from, okay, well, this is your silverware and this is what my mom.
Oh,
got.
Wow.
That is brutal.
By the way, Lisa says, I love that the group therapy segment about a petty argument resulted in a petty argument.
Yeah.
We're on the right track for the day.
Yeah, because Vanessa had rolled in and said, I lost my S with him over the right way to hang toilet paper. I'm team over like a civilized human. He's team under like a sociopath. Still unresolved. To which I just said, I don't care as long as there's toilet paper there. I don't care if it's over or under.
No. Then you said, I have cats, so I prefer it to be under because when they're incessantly rolling,
batting at the roll.
Then it doesn't become unraveled.
And that is true.
And I said, okay, fine, in your particular situation, I'll allow it.
Okay.
But everywhere else, it needs to be over. It needs to be over. And then so many other people are just like, yes, that is correct. Like if you look like the patent for the toilet paper roll, it is indeed shown as over. And then my friend Mandy texted and this little meme, it says beards are cool, mullets are bad, with the demonstration.
What does that mean?
That means, you know, with the over, it's a happy face, that's a beard, you know, it's hanging down like a beard. And then, but if it's in the back, right, then if it's an under, it kind of looks like a mullet in the back, and that's a sad face.
Oh, so your friend Mandy is the expert on this all of a sudden?
100%. Yes, it just,
what did she invent, toilet paper?
It's explained for people that can't understand. It's visually
for
explained with
people
pictures.
People who can't understand.
Yes.
Listen.
Yes.
All I said was I appreciate there just being toilet paper there. It doesn't get my blood pressure up seeing it under or over. I won't switch it, like many people said.
Oh, yes. Many people rolled in just like, yes, if I'm at someone's house and it's the wrong way, aka under, then I switch it.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't, this doesn't bother me. But then everybody's like, Ben is wrong.
Well, because you say it doesn't bother you, but then you're like, but under. That's what you say. You're like, oh, it doesn't really matter, but under. So it's like you pretend like you don't have a stance. You clearly have a stance. Okay. See, look at your face. You're already starting to get the little steam that comes out of your ears.
No, I'm not getting steam that's coming out of my ears.
When you get called out for having a stance, even when you say you don't have a stance, that's what you're mad about.
Maddie texted us and said, it's funny that you guys have been on so long and you guys never fight this much.
You must be new here.
Maddie, you must be new because this is literally every other day.
She's been a lifer. She's been hanging out with us for a long time.
Aaron, getting back to the original question, ridiculous arguments, little spats that you get on. Aaron said, this is embarrassing, but we just got into this argument the other day over our dog's, quote, inner voice.
Oh, it's like the voice that you make up for your dog?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Aaron said, I do the dog's voice high-pitched and goofy.
Oh, hello! Hi, guys!
He insists the dog's voice would be deep and serious. Hi, guys. Hey. Hi. I just want to be fed and loved. That's all I want. She says, I think he was offended that I emasculated his boy, LOL.
Yeah, it's like He's a boy dog. He needs to have a boy voice.
But I do that purposely to my dog, Dougal.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, you need to be knocked down a few pegs, buddy.
Oh, so you use the high-pitched voice just as a point to make him feel bad? Okay,
yes.
I got it.
Yes. See, hi, guys.
And so
I just want to be loved.
In my mind, any dog sounds like Doug from Up.
We have
female dogs. Hi, I have just met you, and I love you.
Love you.
Yes, exactly. It doesn't matter which dog it is.
Yeah, exactly.
It's that voice.
Exactly. Well, it was like my grandpa always thought dogs were boys and cats were girls.
Oh, my gosh.
Didn't matter. If it's a dog, it's a boy. If it's a cat, it's a girl. Okay. That's not how it works, but okay.
Do you ever stop to think, how do they make new dogs?
You know what? I don't know. I just stopped asking. Hey, X. Time for a setting the bar story, Kelly.
That's an example of what not to do, right, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, that was kind of what happened with this school district in Indiana in this setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without stealing all the catalytic converters off the school buses, causing school to get shut down 5 days into the new year, you're doing okay.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That is a lot.
Yeah. I guess on all 20 buses, the catalytic converters were stolen overnight.
That's a lot. That's a big operation.
It is. And so they had to cancel on the fifth day of school because there were no school buses to pick up the kids or do anything like that. So I guess the thieves hit the jackpot. This is the one of the sheriffs.
Catalytic converters, you know, you can scrap those for a nice price. I hear anywhere from $500 to maybe $900 a piece. Most important thing is that we get our kids back to school.
Yeah. They didn't really say any if the police had any leads or if there's been any arrests yet.
Dang it.
They also didn't say anything about, like, being security at the bus garage, you know, where they keep all the buses, bus depot and stuff like that. But it'd probably be a good idea to probably ramp that up a little
bit. Yeah, maybe. And that's not a problem that you can quickly fix.
No. I mean, they did virtual class for one of them. Yep. And apparently today they are back in school. But, man, like, that's those catalytic converters, man. I didn't even think, like, buses, those are going to be big ones, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so.
Apparently there's a little black market for that.
Yeah.
Get some good money.
Yeah.
Like that, stealing copper wires.
I want to say that my father-in-law had the catalytic converter stolen off the bottom of his car while it was sitting in the parking lot of the repair shop. He had taken his car in to get repaired. And they had repaired it. And then, you know, how they pull it out of the garage, sure, and they park it in. So while he was waiting to pick it up, the catalytic converter got stolen off of it.
Oh, no!
So luckily they were able to wheel it back in, put another one on. But, yeah. So that's your setting the bar story. If you do that stuff, stop. All right?
Please don't. You're affecting a lot of people.
Yeah, just stop. It's 99.7 DJX. That's your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. Just a week away from Sabrina Carpenter's new album coming out. Gabriel Iglesias coming to the Yum Center in November. Tickets go on sale tomorrow. We gave away a couple pair of tickets today to give away. We'll have more to give away too, but I thought I wanted to show you something, Kelly.
Oh, I noticed that was sitting over there.
Do you recall this painting I made?
I do recall it.
That is signed by
Gabriel Iglesias. Yes. That is a painting. It's a framed painting. Again, autographed by you and approved by Gabriel Iglesias. And you created this painting.
It's kind of
painting.
Like a scene. Yeah, like a...
Yes. Is that a portrait of me?
I think it's you. Yes. I think it's a profile picture of Kelly with, like, some trees in the background, maybe some sky scenery.
But more significant is how this was created.
Do you remember how it was created?
This was created with your butt, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was butt art.
It's butt art. It was painted by Ben.
So how we did it is...
How did you do it?
Well, I just exposed some cheeks.
Yeah.
And then placed the proper paint on the cheeks.
gingerly and then sat
and then
on...
I sat and then I kind of yeah. rubbed and moved and stuff like that and wiggled my butt in order to create this masterpiece.
But there are certain like shapes.
Yeah.
That
how do you
are,
think I got that? Those.
That's what I'm wondering. That's what I'm wondering.
Did you turn around, Ben?
No.
Use my own little paintbrush.
Oh my god.
I can't remember.
Oh my god.
I could have. I can't remember.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Surely
not.
You wouldn't have been in the studio when I did this.
Surely I wasn't. I don't think I was. Was I?
You would have remembered if you
I
were,
would have,
right?
Or blocked it out from trauma.
Yeah.
Either way. That's a vintage piece now, though.
Yeah.
It's vintage.
We got to take a photo of it because it's been.
Oh, I think we took a photo of it with Gabriel when he was in studio and signed that.
Well, what I'm saying is
we
like.
Dig that out.
I was going to say, we haven't. That this is 16 years old.
It hasn't been that long.
It's a relic.
Wow.
So, anyways, yeah, we'll have to post that up.
Your butt has been involved in several pieces of artwork.
As it should.
It had been airbrushed before, and you became yes, a walking billboard yes, yes. on 4th Street. That happened.
That happened, too. All right. Wow. At Ben and Kelly Show, and then just know that we'll have more of those tickets for Gabriel Iglesias to win.
Involving Enrique Iglesias, not affiliated with the show at all.
Not affiliated at all. 99.7 EJX releasing new music. I got a chance to get a little sneak peek of it, and it's more of the Kiss Me More Doja Cat era.
Okay.
All right. So a little poppy, a little bit of, you know, fun there. So that's
should
that's,
be in the wheelhouse you expect.
Yeah, should okay. be in that wheelhouse. So yeah, be listening for that. 99.7 EJX. All right. So yeah, if you missed anything from the show, we got a lot on the podcast to catch up on. Everything from those wild Facebook marketplace experiences.
Yes. Proceed with caution as a buyer.
Yeah.
And sometimes seller.
Mm-hmm. And then those petty little fights that you get into.
That can sometimes blow up.
Yeah, with a spouse or a partner or something like that.
Mountains out of a molehill.
I honestly thought that this was going to derail the entire show for the rest of the show.
It,
but we're
it
professionals.
Kinda did.
But
it kind of did.
We're professionals. We got through it.
Okay. All right. But it kind of did a little bit.
For a little bit. Yeah. Anyways, thank you to everybody who came out and saw us yesterday, the Kentucky State Fair. DJX Day was a success. We got a lot of videos from there. Kelly and I.
Fun.
Yep. We did some milking. We did some eating.
We met a lot of people. Sold some sandwiches yesterday.
Immediately, we did.
Yeah. I feel like we sold some of those chicken bacon chocolate chip waffle sandwiches.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Those were good. So yeah, you can see all that stuff at Ben and Kelly Show and catch up on what you missed on the podcast at WDJX.com. What else, Kelly?
Have a good one.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.